Hello and welcome to yet another episode where I tell you about things I should really be telling a therapist, but then I'm just, I don't know where I'm at with therapy, to be honest. I should get back, but I feel like I don't have much to say. I don't know. I don't want to explain. I just want someone who already knows me to be my therapist, which is crazy because that's not how it works and that's not how it should work. Well, I hope you're well. I am very well myself. Am I well? I mean, physically, I'm very well. I've been in America for the last month. I've been hanging out at my aunties and my friends and Airbnbs and hotels. I've just been doing everything, to be honest. Also, I thought that I would be excited about American food. But I realized that it's totally different. Like, I went to Chili's and I had chicken wings and they were too tart. Like, just, it's like, it has too much vinegar. The chicken is a bit rubbery. It's like, I don't know. My palate is not that expanded. I don't know. I've not been able to acquire the American taste yet. I have also been grieving. So I feel like life is okay. Like, I have moments where I'm happy. Like, when I meet my friends, I met my friend Adala, who's been my friend for many years now. And I enjoyed staying over at hers. We had so much fun. I went to Seattle. That's where she stays. And she's such a great tour guide, to be honest, you guys. You have no idea. I went to all the tourist attractions in Seattle. I went to the public library. I went by the river on the Ferris wheel, the one with the Ferris wheel. I went to that place next to the aquarium. I forget its name. I also went to the gum wall, which is like a huge wall that expands across many blocks that's just full of people's chewed up gum. Yeah. And so you stick it against each other's gum. And I don't know, it's icky, but it's, yeah, it's like this. It's just a great wall full of DNA. Yeah, I also don't even feel like creating content. Like, I've been around here. Yesterday, I was so hungover. I'm in Kansas right now. I was so hungover. I was throwing up for the last 2 days. God, this drinking thing, I need to stop. I know it's December, but I started on such a bad note. I need to chill. Also, I've gained 2 kgs from my already gained weight that I had gained in Kenya. So my weight loss is not going great. But when I come back, I'm training for a marathon. And I'm sure I'll get back on track. But for now, I have just not been caring. It's been snowing. I remember my auntie waking me up yesterday to go take nice videos and pictures outside. But I was just not having it. I don't know. I'm pretty bleak. Like, everything is just very meh. I don't know. Like, even when I'm going through exciting things and I'm excited to just kind of like be in the moment and hang out with people that I love, there's just like a lingering sadness, which I don't know. I don't even know if it's sadness because I can't really point out that I'm sad at this particular time or I'm going through something specific. It's just an overall tiredness. I'm overly tired, if there's a word like that. So on this episode, I'm just updating you on how my life has been going. I've been having my moments. Like, someone will say something very random and I'll remember that I'm grieving and I just like break down. Like, I remember in church, some lady at the pulpit was talking about how she made that Alipo Bwana song, the Yote Yaweze Kana. Yeah. I know you know that song. It's pretty famous. And she said she made it in memory. Not memory, because her son's alive. But, like, she made it because of her son's testimony. And that since then, her son has been redeemed by the Lord. And he's now currently taking pharmacy. And I just started bawling in church because I remembered my grief. And pharmacy, I don't know, anyone who mentions pharmacy triggers me now. Like, for some reason, the little things. I even remember I went for potluck and some guy was saying that. Sorry. Some guy was saying that he was going for, and he would have loved to go for an Amapiano event, but then he doesn't really fuck with Amapiano like that because there are no lyrics and so he can't sing along because he's a singer and he can't sing along. And I was like, oh, and I started bawling in front of this random man who I had just met at this potluck because I remembered last year I went for Gondwana with my friend and we were like, I don't know, I'm not enjoying the vibes. Where are the lyrics? Why can't we sing along? What's this? Why are we listening to the same song for 15 minutes? And, oh, God. And there's not that many dance styles that you can dance along to when it comes to, I don't even know if that's Amapiano. What's it called? Unz music. Yes. Unz and Amapiano. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Afrobeat is gold, like it's golden. I love Afrobeats. I can sing along to Afrobeats. I love Tems. I love Wizkid. I love Aria Star. But even when I'm recording this, I feel a heaviness in my chest that I can't even explain. It makes no sense. I'm also happy. You know, I feel like I should be happy. That explains it better. I'm not happy, but I should be happy that good things are happening for me and to me, and I'm grateful, and my career is doing really well, but I'm still so heartbroken for some reason. I don't understand what's happening. And then I also realized yesterday that I think someone or some, I don't know what happened, I have no idea, I can't tell you, but someone ripped a page off of my workbook. So I don't know if I'm going to have to like redo my entire pupillage because I have a page missing from my workbook, or like I didn't even notice that the page was ripped. That's so insane because like that feels like outright sabotage. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, who would do that? I don't think I know anyone who would rip my workbook. Also, I know not to rip my workbook because it's full. I wrote it. And what's one more page, you know? But, like, that's seriously stressing me. And I'm so far away from Kenya. Like, it's not something I can just show up and fix. Ugh, I'm stressed. Yo. I also have my assignments from my master's course. Oh God, I have so many things to do and I still feel like I'm impaled, like I'm incapacitated. I can't quite do things how I want them. And when I take on, like say I take on a contract and I need to work for a client and I have to advertise and market their brand, I'm excited in the moment. I'm like, yay, this is really good for my career. I'm going to earn some big money. It's great. I'd love to. But then when it comes to actually doing it, and I go home and it's just me and my equipment and my wanting to create, it just doesn't. I don't feel like I can. Oh, God, I hope I don't cry. This is crazy because I don't intend on crying today. I'm having a good time, I think. But like, I just don't necessarily understand where I'm at in the moment, at the moment. Right now, I don't know. I don't know. It's like there's always something. I don't know if it's adulting or if it's just my life choices or if it's just how life happens. But I remember even in 2020 when I started creating content, it's not that I was constantly happy, because people had this like notion that I was always bubbly, always happy, always excited, very outgoing, very extroverted. But I am very selectively social. Like, I'm only extroverted when I'm around people that I seriously know, like people that I genuinely know. I'm not the outgoing kind when I've just met you, if you know what I'm saying. Also, like, if I like you as a person, I'm definitely freer. But then when it comes to like hanging out with people that I don't know, and I think this was emphasized to me when I went for a girls' trip. Was it a girls' trip? Okay, wait. I was under the impression that it would be a girls' trip, but then like there were like three men, which is fine by me. I didn't have a problem with that. It was fun. Like, it was a girls' trip. It was my friend's birthday. I had so much fun. But then I wasn't as social with the people. Like, I didn't really interact or befriend anyone to a point of, like, being friends outside of that environment. And they also kept telling me that I should stop being so closed off. I should interact with people. I remember some girl was just like, honestly, you need to be more outgoing. This is not a good look, blah, blah, blah. But it really is in my personality too. Like, I don't know. Also, especially if I'm already going through some shit and then I have to be around new people, I'm just very closed off. And that's just my personality. I may have misled a bunch of people from my YouTube video and how I tell stories. But at the time, it really felt like I was telling a friend these things. But then as you grow and as your pages become bigger, you realize that you're being perceived by people that A, might not be from where you are and don't share a school of thought with you. I never was afraid of being perceived, but as I've grown older and I've become more aware of the eyes that are on me and the ears that are on me, I have become a little more introverted. Which is crazy. I don't know. I made a point to make a video while I was upbeat. Like when I drank a soda and I had a sugar rush, or like after I've been hanging out with my friends and I'm extremely happy and I'm like, oh, okay, this could be an extension of me just telling my friend a story on my phone, through my phone, and then I can just upload it to the general public. But now these days, it's so much harder. Also, I've been thinking about like the trajectory of my life and what I'm going to do with myself in terms of my career, how I want to plan my wealth and how I want to grow it and from what. And I understand that my life path number three, numerology or some shit, I don't know, it says that I need to talk to people more and I'll create wealth by speaking to people. But I don't know. I feel like I'm going through an adolescence phase and I'm 26. So it's like, I don't know if I've already gone through my second round of puberty, but I feel like I have physically. Like my body has definitely become a woman's body. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, yeah, I'm not a little girl anymore. But emotionally, I feel like this is now when it's catching up to me, with me. I don't know. Because when I was younger and I was going through my adolescence, I didn't really feel like I needed to speak to people. I was a very introverted kid. I was only, again, selectively social, very extroverted with people that I knew and people that I loved. Like my cousin Vanessa, me and my cousins are extremely close to each other. Like we are very tight. But then when it came to like classroom, I would be very quiet. I'd be very calm listening to the teacher, just doing my thing. But then when it came to like people that I already knew, I was having a good time. I was having fun. I'm not gonna lie. Life was good. So those are like the little phases of time that I feel like I'm extremely happy. That's when I'd pick up the camera and I'd make videos. So I kind of misled a bunch of people. But then is it misleading if I'm inherently like that? It really is how I am. I just have phases. I don't know. Currently, I have also been trying to watch stuff. I got the ick in relationships, which is crazy. I also go through phases where I feel like I am very romantically incapable. I can't be there for anyone at the moment romantically. I don't have anything to give. And that will ick me out. So I'll not want any form of intimacy from anyone. I just don't want to have someone I have to talk to all the time. Or someone I'm over-explaining myself to. Like, I don't know. I can't explain anything. It's like I'm constantly changing. Something is always going on with me. Like, I think if you've been a long-time listener of this podcast, you can kind of tell. Like, I have phases where I'm like, oh my God, this is the best time of my life. I'm going through the most. Life is good. Life is amazing. I'm earning my money. I'm loving on my loved ones. I'm keeping tabs on my parents' lives, and I'm very involved in what they're doing, and they are very involved in what I'm doing. And then I'll get to a point where I'm like, silence. I just need silence. I want darkness. Not darkness in terms of like, not metaphorical darkness, but like physical darkness. Like, I want to sit in the night, if that makes sense. It's like, I saw someone on TikTok today say that they'd sleep at 9 a.m. so that they didn't have to be alive during the day. And I was like, oh my God, what a bar. When I tell you I slept all day yesterday, when I tell you I slept till like 5 p.m. the previous day, like from morning, like I slept the night, say I slept at like 10 p.m. the previous night. I woke up the next day at 5 p.m. Then I showered, went on a road trip, met this really cool guy. He's really nice to be around. Came back home, slept the night, and slept all day yesterday till like 8 p.m. Ugh, I don't know what's going on with me, but something's definitely going on. Something's definitely going on. Yeah, like, I've even bought equipment just so I can psych myself up, just having like new products to create content around me. But it's not exciting. I'm not excited to set it up. I have no clue what's happening. I can't tell you. I can't begin to explain. But I'm sure I'm not the only one. Like, there has to be someone else out there that's going through exactly what I'm going through. Even if not exactly what I'm going through, just someone who knows and understands how I feel in this moment. Because it's a bit insane how I have phases of life that I'm so clear about. Like, when you ask me about a year, like a specific year, you go like, okay, so what were you doing in August of 2023? I'll tell you that's the year I turned 24. I'll tell you that was a very crazy year. I can tell you exactly what I was doing in each phase. It's like you ask me, okay, what were you doing in first term? I told you guys, I keep referring to phases of my life in terms, like term, like school terms. You know how there's first term, second and third term? Yeah, I have first, second and third terms like in my life. I don't live in quarters. You know how you have Q1, Q2, Q3? Nah, I have terms. So if you ask me, what were you doing in first term of 2018? I'll tell you, I was heartbroken beyond compare. I hated the university I was in. I was doing things I didn't really want to study. And school plays a major role in how I feel about myself. I'm not going to lie. that is something that I have always carried with me, and I have wanted so badly over the years to just kind of like pave my own way, understand that school is very personal based, and I should not let timelines that have been set by systems that want to see me fail so bad, systems that have been made very capitalistically to drain me and to not allow me to grow to my fullest potential in that space, to control how I feel about myself. But I have just fallen each time. It's very easy, like, especially if that's all that you feel like you've ever done with your life, it's so much. Like, when you say, okay, I detached from like results and failing and repeating and all of that when I was in uni, because I went to UN, and life do be crazy in University of Nairobi, I'm not gonna lie. When you're in University of Nairobi, you need to detach yourself totally from that system. It's not you, it's the school, I promise. But I was doing really well, actually. So apart from like a few times when I was just like, ugh, I don't know what happened here, I can never say that I necessarily failed. You know what I mean? So that was okay. But then I also had to like detach myself from that whole thing, because you get missing marks all the time. I remember there's this unit called Law, Science and Technology that I did in second semester, and by the time I was in 4.2, which is my last semester, my results had not been released, and I'd done everything. I'd done my CATs and I'd done my exams, but then I came to learn that the lecturer I'd been following up with and trying to look for like 2 years had moved to Namibia and had stopped working in Nairobi in UN. And what do you mean he stopped working? Like, it took a literal act of God by Dr. Nancy Barraza, who was the first female deputy chief justice in Kenya. It took an act of something. That was God. I don't know what that is, but like, that had to be a power higher than all of us that helped me find that guy. So like, you see, you're already super stressed out. Everything is very stressful. You've got to detach yourself from what's happening, because it really isn't your fault, and you shouldn't be depressed like that because of something that's happening because of things that have nothing to do with you. I mean, I didn't fire the teacher, or I don't know what happened to him. I didn't fire the teacher, so why should I be upset? And like, why should it paralyze my actual life that this person has not fulfilled their duty that they owe to me? You get what I mean? Yeah, so I detached from that. But then you realize as you grow up that school is more than just papers and results. It's timelines, it's returns. Like, at what point do you start to bear fruit from what you have already invested in, what your parents have really invested in? Like, I know for sure I do not want to be an accountant, and I just didn't have the voice to speak up and be like, I am putting my foot down and I'm not going back to accounting class. Like, if I just don't think I had a voice. So I continued to struggle and go to school and balance law and accounting at the same time. And it was very mentally draining. So when I tell you that when I was recording, it was from time that I have taken to just like be happy, physically psyching myself up, being like, okay, okay, let's smile, let's, you know, like actual... I don't know. And that's why I don't be judging people from the 2 minutes of their lives that they allow me to see online, to be honest. There's so much more that people live through that you can't quite tell from this whole social media thing. I also wanted to talk about body modifications and surgeries and plastic surgery, that is. And you know, I'm an empath, so I don't enjoy when people are being trolled online. I don't participate in trolling people online, actually. Like, it's very hard for you to see me trolling someone. Actually, if I'm trolling someone, it's because they came at me first. And the thing with trolling me is that you might do it now and you'll win. Or it's not a competition. Obviously, if you're trolling me, you have some shit to say about me, and that's fine. And I'll be quiet about it. I'll just not talk about it. And then like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks later, something crazy, I'll go through a terrible day, and I'll come home and I'll be like, what the hell did that guy say online the other time? And then I'll troll them. And it's not my responsibility to remind you how you trolled me or how you talked about me online. If I catch you, I've caught you, bro. Like, I'm not here. When I catch you, when I'm retaliating, it's not time to explain to you what you have done and how you might have hurt me in the past. It's just your time. You take that L like I took mine a few weeks before that. And we move on with life, you know? Anyway, so about surgeries and trolling and all of that, I feel like I'm very happy for the girls who feel in their heart of hearts that they should modify their bodies to certain specifications that they have chosen for themselves. Like, good for you. I know if it's something that messes with your confidence and makes you feel less happy about yourself, go ahead and get it fixed. Go ahead and modify it to your specifications. But it's a thin line between loving and wanting to be confident and just bouncing on trends and just appeasing to the wrong gaze. You know, I feel like people also only talk about the female and the male gaze. There's so many other gazes, honestly. There's like, there are as many gazes as there are fetishes. And you can do anything to appeal to any gaze of whatever fetish. But you need to be careful when you're hopping on these trends. Like, give yourself time, especially when you're young. Just wait a bit, see if it's something that you really want long term. And the fact that you're constantly growing, it's like, if I got a BBL when I was 18, by now I don't know how I would be looking, obviously, because I'm not a doctor and I can't really predict how I would be looking after all those years. But I know for a fact that it might not look how I wanted it to look when I was 18. Because I have grown in stature and height, and I've grown in width, length, surface area, volume, density, all of those things have increased, decreased over the years. I'm not at a space where I can say, okay, now my body has stagnated and this is how my life is. I just told you, I just added 2 kgs on this trip, and I've been here for a month, which is okay, which is fine, because I still have time to like get back into my goals and just do the things that I want to do with my body. I'll be training for a marathon when I get back to my house, so I hope that goes great for me. But I just want you girls to understand that loving yourself should transcend all those things. You can modify your body to specifications that you feel are appealing to the gaze that you want it to appeal to. There's also a self gaze, like there's a gaze that you've earned, like an acquired gaze that you specifically think is nice. Like, say, even the shape of the nails that you usually get, that's a gaze that you have. It's like, I don't know. Also, like blush blindness, you know, foundation blindness, makeup blindness, just, there's so many blindnesses that you go through over the years, and then after a while you realize, oh, this was actually stupid and I was perfect as I was before. So I'm not against it and I'm not for it. I feel like there's specific times when you should make those decisions, and when you're young, it's just not the right time. You might not like it, and for something that's irreversible and might bring complications to you long term, it's something you need to invest in properly and make sure you're not going to a quack doctor. Make sure that the people that are talking to you about the procedures are actually qualified people, they're professionals. Like, I would personally, before I sit on your table, before I lie on your table for you to spread me every which way and pull and tag on my things, I would want to know for sure that you are from a reputable school that you actually went to school for this and that you passed your exams, you graduated, and you've been through the board exams and that you're a qualified professional. I know it's the chances of you getting a BBL from a dentist assistant is so high in Kenya. Like, I'm so afraid. So guys, please take care of yourself and know that your safety and your health comes first. You know, life is of importance, of utmost importance. Like, you could be sad, heartbroken, going through hella things, but at least you have life. And that's amazing. It's a gift I'm grateful to God for. And yeah, I think I've come to the end of this episode. I love you so much. You guys are, I don't know, you're my everything. I love that you listen to me and that I can come on here and yap and be gone for as long as I do. And when I come back, I'll still have you. It's the cutest thing. I'm so grateful. I do not take this for granted one second. And I will do a better job at existing here, because not only do I want to do it, it's something that I really enjoy doing, like coming on here and yapping. But I also have like a few contractual agreements I need to fulfill. So I'm kind of legally supposed to be here doing this at this time. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I love you. Take care of yourself. I'll see you maybe when I'm back, because I'm gonna be back soon. Bye.